This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water.
The average farmer in Wisconsin is getting older and older. The person running the farm day-to-day, well, half of them are over the age of 55. That's according to the USDA's Census of Agriculture. As these farmers consider retirement, they have to start thinking about what to do with the land and their business. Some farmers will hand the farm down to their children or other family members. If the family isn't interested in dedicating their life to agriculture, the farmers could look towards selling the farm to another family or a corporation. Farms can be expensive, in the millions. And for the increasing number of young farmers trying to enter the industry, land can be nearly impossible to afford. And as the industry ages, young farmers are needed more than ever. While there are many ideas floating around on how to address this issue, one solution is mentorships. At a dairy farm in Dodgeville, about 200 cows are having their morning meal, grazing on grass, happily chewing away. And once they're milked later in the afternoon, that milk will go towards creating award-winning cheeses on site.
My passion is grazing dairy cows and making milk from pasture. It's a philosophy. It's a part of who I actually am.
Scott Marika is co-owner of Grass Dairy and Uplands Cheese, where the cow's diet almost exclusively comes from pasture. The 32-year-old dairy farmer bought the operation with his cheesemaking partner, Andy Hatch, in 2014. The duo spent years working with the previous owners, doing the daily chores, learning the farm's quirks, and building equity.
You know, here I am today running my own business, and, I work where I live. I have my family I can see whenever I want, and it's a beautiful business, and I love it. I wouldn't change anything I've made, any decisions I've made.
Now, Marika is, in a way, paying it forward. He's hosting an aspiring farmer through the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship, or DGA. It acts like a matchmaking service, partnering master farmers with people wanting to enter the business. It's his friend, Matt Nielsen, who, like Marika, did not grow up in a farming family. Nielsen has toyed with the idea of becoming a farmer since he was a kid, but before settling down, he had to get some things out of his system.
I've been living in Chile the last couple of years, took a big bike trip, and have just kind of like seen what I wanted to see. Now I'm ready to. But that agitation was always in the back of my mind, calling me to maybe I should try for dairy farming again. I kind of found myself all throughout my travels and everything, still reading about dairy farming, still trying to download publications about cheese making and all these things. Like, well, what am I putting it off for anymore?
Now that he's ready to dive in, Nielsen decided that going through the DGA was the best way to prepare himself to be a farmer.
Yeah, and I always knew that if I was going to get a good start in dairy farming, that I knew nobody who was more knowledgeable and enthusiastic about it than Scott. Like, I'd come visit them. I'd come visit them just because we were friends, and I'd kind of always pick his brain a little bit, beat around the bush about, like, how miserable is your life, really? Like, how many hours do you work? Like, what's it like missing every Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know? And he was just always like, it's not like that.
No, it's not.
Nielsen has signed a long-term contract to work with Marika on the farm. Through DGA, Nielsen has to complete 4,000 hours of training on the job and in the classroom. In return, Marika pays Nielsen a salary and offers bonus incentives. The Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship is the first formal agricultural apprenticeship in the country. It started in Wisconsin, has spread to 10 states, and is registered with the Federal Department of Labor. Joe Tamandel founded the program after seeing more family farms go out of business.
I mean, we just are not seeing the younger generation, the sons and daughters that are interested in coming back to the dairy. So much of that transition of knowledge is not happening. But there are enough people outside of the family that are still looking at coming in, and they want a dairy someday.
According to National Young Farmers Coalition, buying land is the biggest obstacle for farmers under the age of 40. Each DGA mentorship is unique, but all mentors are required to pay the apprentices. Some may take the relationship a step further and offer equity in the farm or consider transferring ownership down the line. At Grass Dairy and Uplands Cheese, the apprentice Nielsen says he'd like to one day own his own farm or manage one. The way the business is structured now, there's no way Nielsen could come on as a partner, but Marika says Nielsen has a lot of potential to be a successful farmer, partially because he's gentle with the animals, also because Nielsen is constantly striving to be better.
He really didn't know much about cows, and he probably still doesn't, but it'll come. Because it will come because he wants to learn. And that's the most important foundation for being successful in this business. If you close your mind and you say there's only one way to do this, and you're never striving to get better or realize your own shortfalls, you don't get anywhere, and your business will truly wither and die.
And so much of Nielsen's future is dependent on the knowledge he gains from Marika.
I am a person that asks a ton of questions, probably like 400 questions a day, I think, and I've never, Scott is so patient with me. He almost rarely says, I don't know, which is what, something I really appreciate about his vast bank of knowledge, because...
I'm pretty good at BSing.
No, I'm very, very happy. I've actually never been this happy in any job.